Friends, this year should be a special for Mary and Rossi Sheyichu. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shir, you may contact me. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, says that if one person claimed that it was the land of my forefathers, and the other said, no, it's the land of my forefathers, so the challenger produces witness who testified that the land belonged to his forefathers, and the Machzik brought Edim, the current occupant, brought Edim, that he was sat there for 3 years, but he didn't have Edim, that it belonged to his forefathers. So Rava said, Malo l'shaker, why should the Machzik lie? If he wanted, he could have said, I bought the land from you and ate it 3 years. So therefore he's believed to claim that he inherited it. Abai says, no. Malo l'shaker mokom Edim, lo amrinam. We do not say that a litigant is believed because of Mali l'shaker, because here there are witnesses who contradict his claim. Because where did his migu go? What was his migu? That why would he lie and say achaltiya shnei chazaka? Why would he lie and say shalavosai? If it weren't true, we have to believe him. Because he could have just said that, yeah, it belonged to your avos, and I ate there for 3 years, so now it's mine, you sold it to me. So he has this migu. But Abai said, no, but it's b'makom edim. So we can't believe Mishal Avosai, because we have edim against him. So Rava concurs with Abaye, rules in favor of the Ma'arir, And that's it. And so they're about to give it to the Ma'arir. So then the Ma'arir says, the Machzik says, yeah, it really belonged to your avos, but I bought it from them. And not that I said it belongs to my avos. What I meant was, I felt secure in its ownership, as if it were my forefathers. So Shai Liz, Toin B'chol Zav Toin, can you advance a claim in return and use another claim? Or can you not advance a claim and use another claim? Ula says, he may claim in return and use another claim. Nardoi says, no, he cannot claim and return and use another claim. So that's a machlokas if you can make a new taina. But Ula agrees, hechadamar leishel avosir shulo shel avosecha, that in a situation where the machzik said to the ma'arer, it belongs to my avos and not to your avos, that he's eno chozer v'toein. Why? Because you're allowed to reinterpret a previous claim, but you're not allowed to contradict a previous claim. So that would be a contradiction to say shalavose or shalavosecha, which would implies clearly that it means it was shalavose, and then afterwards say, no, I didn't really mean it was shalavose. That only works if he says just shalavose, then he could say, yeah, I was as secure in it as if it was my avos. But now when he says, my avos and not your avos, that means clearly that it was my avos. He can't turn around afterwards and say that I ate it 3 years. Okay, so that's the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra. And Daf Lamed Aleph. The Ketzos brings the Marashal and the Yom Shel Shlomo, who comments on the Mordechi in the first parak of Ksubas, that if a Lova says, I don't know if I paid you back, then after he says, no, I remember that I did pay you back, he's Naaman. That he really paid him back, and he's Pater from paying, and so passing the Ramah. The Marashal says that it really shouldn't, Niskarti that I remembered shouldn't work because he's toying b'chozer b'toying. So the makor of the Mordechi is from Rav Alphus in the Shari Shavuos, and he's l'shitaso that any odeim paraticha is only when a person says, when the lova says, I don't know if I paid you back, so the malva is only gova with a shvua. The lova has to take a shvua. That's the only way the malva can be gova. So this isn't considered eino chozer b'toying, because he hasn't yet been mischayv with his first taina, because who says that he's going to go ahead and swear? That ain't yodam praticha. So it's like he's chozer v'toein miptur l'ptur. He's going from the ptur of ain't yodam praticha to the ptur of niskarti shaparati. So chozer v'toein miptur l'ptur is totally cool. But we paskin enyo dam praticha, the Malba collects without a shvua. So now the love can't make his new taina. Why? Because then he's going from chiyuv to ptur. Because first he said enyo dam praticha, that's chiyuv, that obligates him, and then he says niskarti, that patters him. So says the Marshal, this psak is not a correct psak to say that he can turn around and say niskarti, I remember that I paid you, because he's making a taina from chiyuv to ptur. It only works for a valfus, because he holds he's going from ptur to ptur. His enyan dam praticha doesn't obligate him yet. So from ptur to ptur you can make a taina chozer v'toin, but from chiyuv to ptur you can't. And we paskin enyan dam praticha's chiyuv, and his karti shaparati's ptur. So how are you chozer v'toin? So that's the Marashal's problem with the Ramah and the Mordechai. Frek the Ktzos from our sugya, that if he's the machzik says shalavose v'lo shalavosecha eino chozer v'toin, b'chor when he says shalavose v'lo shalavosecha, even though the Edom are contradicting him, nevertheless this is no less than a chazaka sheni mataina. For example, when he says nobody ever said anything to me, that's why I'm sitting on the land, that's a chazaka sheni mataina, he never claims to own it. So even though it's not a chazaka, chazaka sheni mataina, nevertheless the Torah writes that the Ma'arer has to take a Shavua. When you have a Chazaka Sheni Mataina, the Ma'arer who's trying to get you off the land has to take a Shavua. And the Bach says that the Torah is Medakti Tisim Lashon HaMishnah. So this is a Shavua HaMishnah. So just like Chazaka Sheni Mataina, the Ma'arer has to take a Shavua. So too in our case, when he says shelav osay v'lo shelav osecha eino chozer v'toin, why no chozer v'toin? When he says shelav osay v'lo osecha, even though it's muchash min ha'idim, the ma'arer will still have to take a shvua to get it from him. So he hasn't yet been mischayev. So according to the Marashal, why do we say eino chozer v'toin? Since the Ma'arer has to take a Shavua, he wasn't yet Mischayev in his Taina. Because maybe the Ma'arer is not going to take the Shavua. So it's Kechozev V'toin Mipturo L'Ptur. Saying Shalav Osev Shalav Osecha, that's a Taina's Ptur. Because who says, even though he's Mukhash Min Ha'idim, who says that the Ma'ar is going to take the Shavua? So this is like in the case of Enyo Dam Praticha, that the Malva has to take a Shavua. For it said the Lova, the Malva has to take a Shavua. And who says he's really going to take the Shavua? So until he takes the Shavua, it's a Tainas Ptur. So Enyo Dam Praticha is a Tainas Ptur, and from Ptur to Ptur, you're allowed to go. Like the Marashal says, Enyo Dam Praticha is a Ptur. Because the Malva has to take a Shavua, says he's going to take the Shavua. Niskarti Shaparati is a Tainas Shavua. So he's saying, I already paid. And the Emperaticha is saying, I don't know if I paid, but until the Malva takes the Shavua, it's a Ptur. So from Ptur to Ptur, says the Marashal, you're allowed to go. So from Ptur to Ptur, you're allowed to go. See here also, when he said, Shalavosa, Vilo Shalavosecha, until the Ma'ara takes a Shavua, it's no less than a Chazaka Sheni Matana, the Ma'ara has to take a Shavua. Until the Ma'ara takes a Shavua, so he's not mischayev with the taina of shelavosa v'lo shelavosecha. She's going from taina's ptur to ptur, from shelavosai to the taina of no, it's really mine, but it isn't shelavosai. So from ptur to ptur is cool. You could be chozer v'toin. So according to the Marashal, why isn't he chozer v'toin? Since the ma'ara has to take a shvua, he wasn't yet mischayev in his taina, because maybe the ma'ara won't take the shvua. So it's a chozer v'toin, ptur l'ptur. So why in our Gemara do we say that he doesn't have to take a Ain't no chose of a tell. It's ain't no chose of a telling. He should be able to. Then why is a ula modecho ain't no chose of a telling? He should be allowed to be chose of a telling, because it's chose of a telling p'tur l'p'tur. So that's the ktsos's kash and the marishal, and for the ktsos, if that the b'chazaka sheni mataina requires a shvua, the reason is because we say that maybe the ma'arer was mochel. Even though this person has no taina, but he actually bought it, it's actually his, maybe the ma'arer was mochel. So ma'arer has to take a shvua that he wasn't mochel at him. And therefore, when he makes a taina of shalavosev shalavosecha, it's even worse than a chazaka sheni mataina. And here the Torah would admit that the Ma'ar doesn't need a Shavua. Because when he said Shalavosa v'lo Shalavosecha, he was modeh that the Ma'ar's avos were not Mo'echel. Because he was saying it didn't belong to your avos, it belonged to my avos. It was never theirs. So he's admitting there was no Mechila here. If there was no Mechila, then no Shavua was necessary. Shavua was only necessary when we choshesh for Mechila. But here there was no Mechila. He's admitting there was no mechila because he's saying shalavosai v'lo shalavosecha. So therefore, no shvu was necessary. And if no shvu is necessary, then he's really going from a tainus chiyuv to a tainus p'tur. Because what's the tainus chiyuv? When he says shalavosai, that's a tainus chiyuv because the Ma'ar has Eidim that it belonged to his Avos. So the Machzik saying it belonged to my Avos is Betzim Atayinus Chiyuv. And then to go back and say, no, it's really mine. It didn't belong to my Avos, but it's mine. That's Atayinus Ptur. It's Atayinus Ptur, Chiyuv, to Atayinus Ptur, it doesn't go. That's why in the Gemara, Eino Chozev Etoin. It's not a kasha. In the case of Ein Adam Paraticha, the Malba has to take a Shavua, Mi Emra, that he's going to take the Shavua. So in the meantime, it's a Tainus Ptur. And then so afterwards he can say, Niskarati Sheparati. Because he's going from Ptur to Ptur. Again, that's all based on the assumption that a shvua is necessary. The kasha of the marashal is Ein Adam Paraticha is gova without a shvua. So therefore, it's going from chiyuv to ptur, and that shouldn't work. So he questions the psak of the Rama and of the Mordechi. But the ktsos asks. And this Marashal, you the Marashal, say that if a Taina requires a Shavua from the other side, then it's really a Tainus Ptur. So in our case, why can't he be Chozer V'Toin? Since the Ma'ar has to take a Shavua, when he argues with the Machzik of who it belongs to, if it belongs to his Avos or his Avos, so he's saying Shalavosai was essentially a Tainus Ptur, because who says the Ma'ar is going to take the Shavua? So why can the Machzik not go back and say, no, it really belongs to me, and change his story, because he's just going from Ptur to Ptur you can do, according to the Marashal. So the Ketosah's answer is, no, in this case, no Shvua is going to be necessary on behalf of the Ma'ar. No Shvua is going to be necessary on behalf of the Ma'ar. Why not? Because the only time the Ma'ar has to take a Shavua is because when he's a Chazak HaSheni Mataina, it's because maybe the Ma'ar was Mochel. But here the Ma'ar clearly wasn't Mochel, because the what was the Taina of the Machzik? That it belonged to Ma'ar, was not Yeravos. There was nothing to be Mochel. So the Ma'ar doesn't have to take a Shavua that he wasn't Mochel, because that's not the Taina of the Machzik that he was Mochel. He says it didn't belong to you in the first place. And since he has Eidim, the Ma'ar has Eidim that it really did belong to his Avos, so the Taina of the Machzik is a Taina's Chiyuv. saying it belonged to my avos, that's essentially admitting that it belongs to the ma'ar, or as edim that it belongs to the ma'ar's avos. So that's from chiyuv to p'tur. From chiyuv to p'tur, ain't a chos of a towing. So that's the mahalach of the ktzos. However, in the next shiur, we would like to present a different mahalach to answer this kasha of the ktzos, based on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Hagaon Reb Chaim Shmuel Eved Zatzal. So God should give us life and Simchas Chaim, everything we need. And hopefully in the next shiur, we will see Niflos Mamish Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.